Hey everybody, welcome. I hope you've had a fantastic week full of lots of things to be grateful for. And I'm gonna share with you my three gratitudes for this week. I usually have three every day, but I'll just share three for the week with you. So first of all, I am super grateful for water, especially at this time where it's so hot and we've had kind of a water shortage throughout the state. It really makes you appreciate when you don't have something. And with my lawn practically dead, my flowers are dying, but the weeds seem to be thriving, which is unfair. But anyway, it just makes you really appreciate the importance of water and the water that we do have. I'm also grateful for my car. It gets me where I need to go, which is to work and back and just around where I need to go. It's also super cute and fun to drive. So those are bonuses. I'm also grateful for my fingernails. They're struggling right now because I have had press-on nails. I had those on for a little bit and they were pulling up my nail beds, which was really upsetting to me because I had to cut them back to probably half of my nail. And so they look pretty gross, but they're growing back. And I didn't realize how much I used my nails, like opening a can of pop. It's really kind of difficult. So I will be grateful when they are back. So right now I'm grateful for them because I really appreciate them. So one other thing we can be grateful for is dating. Don't laugh too hard because today we're going to talk about our attitudes toward dating.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson, sponsored by Dating by Deb.
Okay, the awkward dating moment for this week came straight out of my journal a few years ago. I met a guy online, chatted with him a little bit, texted with him, and then decided there was enough of a connection that we could meet. So he came up and took me to lunch. Within a few minutes, I could tell that there probably wasn't going to be a second date. Only because he was not what I pictured in my mind, either his looks or his personality. So I thought, I can spend an hour with him, that's not going to hurt. So then when we were done with lunch, he said, why don't we take our desserts to go and go have a picnic at the park. And back then I had a hard time saying no. So I thought, okay, I can spend a half an hour more with him. So we went to a park, laid the blanket out, sat down and were eating our desserts and talked. He mentioned a few times though our future together and a couple other things that weren't gonna happen. During our conversation, he asked if I liked my feet rubbed. And without thinking, I said yes, because I do. He grabbed my foot, took my sandal off and proceeded to rub my foot. I was super uncomfortable, but again, I didn't know how to say no, so I came up with something that I thought was even better. I said, oh, you don't want to rub my foot. I've got a big wart on my heel. Nope, that didn't faze him one bit. He went for the other one, and by that time, I'd summoned the courage to say, it's okay, that foot is fine, and I gotta go. So that was the end of that. It was super awkward, and I just was wondering if that happens very often, because I was talking to a girlfriend, and she had a similar first date. So I wonder, has anybody else had that happen on their first date, the foot rub? I would really like to know, so let me know. When you think of dating, how do you feel? Do you like it? Are you having fun with it? Is it a necessary evil to get to your person? Is it meh? Are you having the time of your life, or would you rather have a root canal? These are some of the comments I've heard over the years. And we go through phases in the dating process, but I think the phase that I hear most is the I hate it stage. Be honest, you've heard at least one person in your life say, I hate dating, or dating's the worst. Why is it such a universal term? Could it be because we put so much of ourselves into it? We've heard that saying, with great risk comes great reward. We need to show up as our most vulnerable selves in order to progress to that great reward. It's very hard to put ourselves out there, to be vulnerable and to be open to rejection. And that may be why we don't enjoy dating as much as we could. But I've learned the magical secret to making dating enjoyable, and I'm gonna share it with you. All right, it's not magical and it's not a secret, but it for sure has helped me. So I just wanted to share it with you guys. There's two ways that we can make dating more enjoyable. And to give you an idea of what the first way is, it's a song by Meghan Trainor. It's called I Love Me. Go check it out. It's really good. I would love to play it, but it's the copyright infringement. I don't want Meghan Trainor to sue me. Sorry. But the words go, I love me. I don't know about you, but baby, I love me. Cause I'm sexy and it ain't my fault. I ain't waiting on nobody's call. You don't want me, baby. That's your loss. I'll be fine. And you can tell by the way I talk. You can tell by the way I walk, that I can see clear when I'm looking in the mirror saying God made me just right. I love me. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast. I love all y'all, but I love me the most. Go and raise your glass, give yourself a toast. I love all y'all, but I love me the most. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast. I love all y'all, but I love me. I remember the moment that it hit me, that I love me. I'd been thinking about dating over the years while I was driving up Sardine Canyon, and I remember the exact spot of the canyon I was when I thought, I want to find somebody who loves me as much as I love me. It was so liberating and also super comforting to realize that I love me was amazing. After we have a breakup of any kind, especially after a long-term relationship, we're not feeling our best. In fact, we are usually pretty low. I remember feeling very low. I felt undesirable, I felt like a failure, and I just felt like a complete loser. In fact, all my passwords that I created at that point in my life were single loser. So I know it's sad, but that's how I felt. And since then I've changed them, so don't try to hack into my stuff. But I prayed as hard as I ever have through those first years. I prayed that God would give me the strength to show up for my kids day after day. I prayed to see myself the way He sees me, and He showed me. I'm so grateful for that. And even though I felt that love that He has for me and I could see a change in myself, sometimes I'd let the doubt creep in and I'd have down days where I felt like nobody cared. I didn't tell my family what was going on in my heart. Nobody knew but God, and He loved me. I was able to heal and grow through His love until I was able to feel that love for myself. I am worthy of every good thing He has in store for me. I am worthy of every good thing this world has to offer. I am worthy of a great man, and He will be lucky to have me. I talked a little bit last time about filling up my space in this world. You have a space of your own. We're each different individuals with different likes, dislikes, talents, hobbies, and opinions. You be you. Love who you are. Even after learning that, taking a break from dating and coming back to dating, this time around, I felt myself reverting back to my old way of thinking, trying to say just the right thing. Something that they would think was clever, smart, funny, or whatever. Even though I am all those things, I was putting pressure on myself to the point that I wasn't being me. I had to step back, kind of step outside myself, and remind myself that not everyone will like me, especially in an attracted kind of way. And that's perfectly normal. We don't, nor should we attract every single person. And on the other hand, we won't be attracted to everybody out there either. It's okay to be you, be exactly who you are. Now, if you're naturally a jerk, maybe there's some things you need to work on, but overall, be you. There was one particular guy I was texting where my needing to say just the right thing was really coming out. I was stressing over it way too much, and I found myself thinking about him during the day and what I could say to keep his interest until I finally stopped. I didn't stop texting him. I don't ghost people, but I stopped stressing about it because I didn't like the place I was in mentally and emotionally. I didn't like that space. I didn't like it, so I left. I decided just to be me. The texting eventually just faded out. It didn't turn into a date or even a friendship, but that's okay. Part of this dating process is meeting people, getting to know them a bit, and seeing if there's any connection. You meet different people for different reasons, so just accept that. Except that for some reason, that short but fun connection didn't last, because it wasn't meant to. It's not that you're not attractive, clever, or smart, it's just that you had something to learn from that experience. And just step back and think, what did I learn from it? Did I learn something from it? From my previous experience, I learned that I needed to work on being comfortable with who I am. I was able to get to a place where I love me, and I love what I love, and it feels awesome. I recently went to lunch with a guy who had been divorced not very long. One of my rules, because I've been burned a few times, is not to date somebody until they've been single for at least a year, if it's a divorce or widowed situation. And I'll explain that in another episode. But since I was making friends and having a new experience, I was opening myself up to new experiences. And in his situation, I thought maybe I could be of some help to him. So I went to lunch with him. We're having our usual get to know you conversation, and I asked him a question. He stumbled over his words and couldn't quite get it out. He said, "Oh, I hesitate to answer because I just want to be the person you want me to be. I've been there." So I knew exactly what he was feeling. He's fresh in the dating world, trying to navigate while still being broken. So I said, "Can I give you some advice?" "Don't. Just be you. You don't have to make everybody like you. They aren't all gonna like you, but one will, and you only need that one. Just be the best you can be. Keep in mind that the most attractive authentic version of you is you. Be confident in who you are, the real, genuine you. The one who's attracted to that version, the one who has a connection with that version, will also love that version of you. It's not a popularity contest, although sometimes it feels that way, it's not. It's just single people trying to find their person. But the process doesn't have to be stressful, it doesn't have to be a task, it doesn't need to be dreaded. It can be a ton of fun. Doesn't need to consume your life either, just have fun with it. If you have to remind yourself who you are, why you're worthy and amazing, then do it. Do it every morning. Remind yourself before every singles activity, before every date. Then get yourself out there. Meet lots of people. If you're an introvert, go with a friend who does most of the talking, and I can guarantee you'll make at least one new friend. And I think it's important to be open to new experiences or new friendships. Don't limit yourself. Expand your boundaries. Date with a goal to learn and improve yourself. That's what helped me. And also, to be a friend to someone who may need it at that moment. Be an example of confidence and grace. Your attitude about dating will make all the difference. Stop the negative comments about dating. Yeah, I had to too. Switch your thinking from inward to outward, which means don't focus on what you're gonna get out of the date or activity. Switch the focus to how you can help others get the most out of it. Start thinking of ways you can make it fun for someone else. If you truly do that, I promise you, you will enjoy it. For example, I was attending singles dances in Cache Valley one summer, and they rotated from a younger crowd to the older crowd every couple of weeks. A friend joined me one weekend, but when we walked in, we realized that we had accidentally gone on the older singles night. I'm talking oxygen tanks, walkers with tennis balls, and lots of canes. So naturally, my friend wanted to leave, but I said, let's just try to make it fun. I told her that on the next slow song, we should each ask one of the guys sitting down against the wall to dance, one that we know hasn't danced for a while. She said, no way. I said, it's 3 minutes. That's all. You can do it for 3 minutes. Reluctantly, she agreed. So we each asked an older man to dance. The one I chose had a cane, and even though he had to shuffle out to the dance floor, he really wanted to. Halfway through the dance, he asked if we could just stand and sway because his legs hurt. So I was feeling really bad for asking him out to dance, but he still seemed like he was enjoying it. So when the song was over, I helped him back to his chair and thanked him for the dance. As I turned to go, he grabbed my arm, and so I bent down to hear what he had to say over the music, and he said, thank you so much. You made my whole night. That was one of the most memorable dances I went to, and my friend had a similar experience. What could have been a negative night of complaining about the dance turned into something we enjoyed and that we were able to make somebody else's night. Don't get me wrong, I know that not everybody out there is an upstanding individual. I've had my fair share of creepers. We can be aware, follow our gut feeling, but don't totally shut down because of it. I believe most people are good. I do have plans to have a guest on in a few weeks to talk about safety and dating, so make sure you listen. She's spoken about safety to many large groups, so I'm excited that she's agreed to help me share some safety in dating tips. Anyway, if I can offer you just two things today that will change your attitude about dating, they are: think of others and how you can be a benefit to their lives. How can you help them? Listen and give encouragement, compassion, empathy, hope, friendship, and care. And then love yourself. Don't forget, God made you just right. So until next time, happy dating.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Debs.